Welcome to the EFIS Baseball Cards Podcast. I'm your host, Robert F. Baseball, a.k.a. Bobby Baseball. This is a special last minute. We're in extra innings here. The Ghost Man is on second, so it's going to be a quick one today. TJ's joining me. It's Monday night, you know, less than 12 hours before this episode's going to drop. So this is about as close to real time as it's gotten recently for us. But yeah,
we're damn near live.
Maybe someday. Maybe season three, you know, next season we'll have something live. I know we've been, I don't know. I don't want to put us on the spot, but we've had some ideas. How you doing, TJ?
Oh, good, man. It's a Monday. You know, we usually record this little peek behind the curtain. We usually do these in the morning over the weekend. And yeah, it's a little different vibe at night. So let's see how it goes. And I'm looking at Bobby. He's got a little color to him. He's got, a nice little tan going on. He's got the wife beater on. I think Bobby had a weekend. So, I'm going to go ahead and tell him how your weekend went, Bobby.
Oh, my God. It's a tank top. It's not a wife beater. Come on, man.
I'm old, man. They're all wife beaters. But in either case, we pushed the recording back a little bit. But it sounded like Bobby had a nice weekend. And I've been busy with, hobby related activities. Got some submissions going to PSA, doing some eBay sales. We've been doing a lot of Topps Chrome breaks in the Discord. We got a Twins fan that just recently joined us, and he hit a Torii Hunter 1/1 Authentics patch. It's a 3-color patch. It's fucking disgusting, man. It looks like a piece of a number or a piece of a letter out the jersey. It is filthy. So Wax just pulled that for him. Shit, man, like an hour and a half ago.
Damn, that's fucking awesome. You don't hear about those very often. He joins the break, he gets the Twins, he hits a 1/1 Torii Hunter. Now, I'm sure he traded for the Twins.
No, he bought them. He's a legit Twins fan, so he was pumped about it. Yeah, so it was cool, man. It was cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, so I had a fun weekend. It's kind of resolved here in a not-so-fun way, but I went to the Padres game on Friday night, had an absolute awesome time. Drank way too much. But hey, it was a blast. So I was feeling the pain all day Saturday. I was supposed to go to the game on Saturday. I bailed. I was just like, I can't.
Oh man, it must have been real.
I'm like, I can't fucking do this. Like, I don't drink anymore. So like just having, I think I had like 4 beers and oh my goodness. I know that some of you guys probably have, maybe you're a little younger and could still knock him back, but shit, I was like hurting on Saturday. And I really fucked up which game I went to, too, because Friday night, Padres winning all night, and then the Dodgers scored like 8 runs in the 8th and 9th.
Heartbreak.
And, yeah. Next night, basically flipped the script. Dodgers winning all game. Padres score 8 runs in the bottom of the 8th. So, Sunday night baseball, I didn't even really get to turn on because the Padres were down 6-0 before I would have been able to turn it on. So that was a little depressing. And then we're here today to Monday, and I check before I walk into a meeting at work. Padres are up 5-0. It's like the 4th inning. I'm feeling good. I get out of this 30-minute meeting and check the score, and it's 8-5 Dodgers. I'm like, holy shit. So scored like 8 runs in the 5th. They won like, it was like a football score. It was like 13-7. So rough times over here. I don't know. We hit the high water mark for the, since the first month of the season, at least, and we're 2.5 out of the wild card before losing the last 2 days. So
it's interesting. All the big spenders kind of tinkered off there a little bit here lately. I mean, the Mets, and they sold it out. And then, the Padres, that didn't really work out so great. Yankees aren't exactly, running away with it or anything like that. So it's been a really interesting season for winning the offseason doesn't really translate, it seems like.
It really doesn't. I mean, yeah, so the Padres are 4 out now. I mean, the Mets are 8 out. I mean, they've waved the white flag. But yeah, it's interesting. Like, when you look at the standings, I mean, if I went back and listened to, like, our season preview episode, I probably sounded like a complete idiot because I think we kind of, like, I don't want to say laughed at Texas, but we're like, oh, yeah, they're not for real. They'll slow down. I mean, they're 66-46.
That is one instance where spending all that money has kind of worked. You know what I mean? I mean, you go by Simeon 1 year, you get Seager 1 year. It's really kind of, I mean, they got a lineup on them.
It's crazy. Because it's funny how quick the season like ebbs and flows too. Because a week ago, I was like cloud nine on how the Padres had done. You know, they had just swept the Rangers and they were going to Colorado. I'm like, oh, we'll sweep the Rockies too. And everybody was like, oh, you know, the Rangers, they did all this stuff and now they got swept in San Diego and got smoked. I don't think they've lost this week. And like the other thing, looking at the standings, holy shit, the Seattle Mariners, they're right back into it. They're like three games back of Houston.
They got hot pretty quick at the right time. They're playing some good ball. Julio's starting to look a little bit better. He's had a lot of doubters, and Julio's looking pretty good. It's a fun time of year. I mean, I haven't watched a Cardinals baseball game in 2 months, but other than that, I mean, it's
I wouldn't be watching. If I were you,
there's nothing to watch. I want to watch Tyler Motter play third base. The fuck out of here.
Tyler Motter. And it just reminds me again of Topps Chrome. I was just looking at like Padres cards that were available on eBay, and there were like three fucking autographs. That was like two of them. I was like, who the fuck is that guy? What the hell?
It's brutal.
There are some severe no names on that checklist. It's just nuts. But maybe bringing it back to cards, you hit an interesting one because I was just looking at this. J-Rod is like, I mean, I know he's not hitting the way he did last year, but if you look at like his Fangraphs page, he's over 3.5 WAR and projected to be another. It basically is on pace for a 5 WAR season, and that's going to put him over 10 WAR at age 22. I mean, down year, that's a pretty good down year if you're at 5 WAR.
It's a little bit different, but I mean, everybody just kind of moved. You know, remember Wander Franco? Remember when he was like a big deal and we just all kind of forgot about him? So right now it's kind of Ellie's year, and you know, you've got this hot rookie class with all those kids from the Orioles, Corbin Carroll. So, I mean, he's yesterday's news, I guess you could say, and it's just kind of the nature of the hobby. It's really strange, but I mean, it's, you know, it's cyclical and it's always like this. It was Luis Robert a couple years ago. You know what I mean? It's just every year there's another guy.
Yeah, it's nuts. I don't know. I'm just like trying to put it in perspective and I'm like, yeah, like Vlad, like I know he won the Home Run Derby, but like people were all over Vlad before too. And like, but then eventually, like, over time, these guys come back because they get on, you know, they're on a crazy pace. But, like, when I think about the guys that are in between, like, that, I don't know, like, 15 to 30 WAR level, it's like they drop off the radar for a little bit. It's interesting. I don't know. I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, all right, what does that mean for my collecting? And so far this year, I mean, I bought, like, one really nice Adley card, but I'm like, I feel like I've got it like under control. Like if this was last year, you know, or if the collecting me from last year was transported into this season, I'd be spending tons and tons of money on Corbin Carroll because I do think he's that good. But I'm like, all right, what happens when Corbin Carroll only has a 4 WAR season and he's just another guy next year instead of, you know, the big new guy? Just really, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm just over here buying up like Tatis and Manny right now as their team crashes and burns.
Yeah, but I saw you pick up a couple of monsters. Are you waiting until they all come in to talk about them? I know we talked about. I know you had a big weekend coming up. I saw that Manny.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to talk about it a little bit. The only thing I managed to do was I'm eating dinner a little bit ago. I'm talking to my wife, and she's like, "Oh, so like." It's so funny. She asks me, like, oh, what's the topic? There's no way she's interested, but like, fakes that interest every time.
She's sweet. Like, that's nice.
I really appreciate it. I'm like, oh, you care. And she cares, but not about the content. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think I ever sent you a picture, but I sold a big Shaq card. So that was like my only NBA card I have. Really nice monster, like absolute monster Shaq card. Sold like a Jimmy Rollins first Bowman that was like the international variant. Had that card sitting up on eBay forever, and just one day it just dropped. So yeah, some good sales. And then the cards that I picked up were a Tatis Gold Finest Rookie Auto.
Nice.
BGS 9. The Manny one that I showed you, basically the same thing. His 2013 Gold Refractor Rookie Auto and Finest. That was a BGS 8.5.
And I love the image on that where he's just pointing, right?
Dude, it's sick.
It's nasty.
It's a really, really cool card. And I think because of the 8.5 grade on it, I mean, that thing didn't go that high. Like my max bid ended up being twice as high as what I won the auction for.
Don't you love that though? Isn't it a good feeling?
Yeah. And that's the one that I told you was initially they put it up for offer, or, you know, buy it now or best offer. And I offered 300, guy rejects it. And just changes it to auction immediately. And I won it for less than 300. And
he shipped them.
I was like, holy shit. I was just waiting for the no shipment, and I was going to be so pissed. Yeah.
I know you texted me, you're waiting for him to cancel that sale. I'm glad it went through the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, went through. So yeah, it was good. I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, I had that, the Star Wars Sapphire pull, a nice red Sapphire out of 5 with Han Solo and C-3PO, if you're a Star Wars guy. So that one's been sent to PSA with just about all of my other big singles that are semi-gradable. So I sent like 25 cards out. But what do you got? TJ's got a stack right now.
So this is cool. And I probably should play around with this more than I do. But, you know, so a little cross podcast moment here. So I got a whole bunch of Phillies cards in my hand right now. So him and I are going to go in on a little group sub at PSA. So he sent me this Topps Chrome Griffey Rookie Green out of 99 with the piece of the relic or the jersey in there. So that's kind of cool. Nice Jackson Holiday first Bowman Chrome Sapphire base. Nice class of 2022 Cole Young auto. And it's a redemption, so you got to feel like it's going to grade well, right? I mean.
Don't bring up redemptions. I talked to customer service today about it. But keep going. Another. I'm going to give them like a week before I put them on blast. Next episode, they're getting blasted. At Tops?
At Tops? Oh, yeah. Oh, get them. Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. And we got this Jackson Holiday Panini Extra Elite Edition auto. Look at this Shohei Rookie Mojo. I know this doesn't play well on the podcast. I don't care. So it's the Mojo Bowman Chrome Rookie of the Year favorite, Shohei Ohtani Rookie from 2018, Bowman Chrome. It's nasty. And then at Topps Finest, Shohei Ohtani with the nice big Japan flag in the back. So we're going to do a little group sub. And I think I'm going to send in some big Yachty PC stuff, man, like some super short prints and stuff like that, and log them into my little PSA collection.
Every time I turn around, you're pulling more Yachty out of your ass. I'm like, didn't you just send all your big Yachty cards? It's like, oh, well, this was the other closet.
Yeah, I think I'm going to send all my SSPs to PSA. So you should have been on the Discord the other day. It's really the spot, man. So we did a break, and then afterwards, I just pulled out the Yachty boxes, and I just started showing everything to everybody. So there's like 6 or 7 guys out there that got to see the whole goddamn thing.
Nice, dude.
It was awesome. A good time. It was a good time.
Just giving you shit. I mean, your Yachty stuff is... I was looking... I shouldn't even talk about it. I was looking at Yachty rookies. I didn't buy anything, but I just wanted to just... If I ever do, I'm just going to like pop it on the screen just to get your reaction.
People do that to me every single day on Reddit. It's a part of my day now. Speaking of Yachty, I do have a nice 101 on the way. It's one of the In the Name patches, and it's the O... from the Molina jersey from Top Sterling. So that's coming.
I did see that one.
Oh, yeah. I sent you a picture.
Those are cool cards.
It's at bitch-ass eBay authentication right now. So it means instead of getting it in 6 days, I get it in 3 weeks with a stupid blue folder. Who cares, man?
Dude, I talked to somebody from eBay about this because they like You know how you get those like random phone calls and like sometimes you accidentally answer? So I had like filed a complaint about a card that never showed up in the past. And like ultimately then it showed up while it was like getting disputed. The tracking number was all hosed. I'm like, whatever. No, it's good. So this guy like calls me like 6 months later. Like I don't even remember this shit at this point. And he's like, oh, I just wanted to like check on customer service, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, now that I got you. I was asking about the authentication service. So that's what actually happened. Somebody like shipped it to authentication. Long story short, the card never showed at my house, and it showed as like shipped by the authentication service. And like then like one day it showed up and the tracking update did and said it was there like 20 days prior. It was like the weirdest fucking scenario. So I get this guy on the phone because I accidentally answer and he starts telling me like, oh, like blah, 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 customer service. Like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, you know, you for a slab like that would have just been much easier to just let them ship it to me. Like, why do I need PSA to authenticate a PSA slab? Because that's who does the graded ones that get shipped to Santa Ana.
They look at it like, oh, yeah, that's us.
I'm like, what the fuck? Doesn't even make any sense. And he was like, no, actually, like, we reject a lot of them. And he was saying, like, chipped slabs and cracks in the slab. So, I don't know. Just, if you're selling anything on eBay, maybe just make sure it doesn't have, like, a little chip. I mean, you should be saying that and putting it in the listing anyway. But this dude from eBay was straight up just, like, telling me that they reject cards all the time.
So I had a card not pass authentication, but the sale still went through. And I don't understand. So it was a PSA 9. It was Grayson Rodriguez, Adley Rushman, and I think Ryan Mountcastle triple auto out of 10 from Bowman Sterling. It was a beautiful card. I got a PSA 9. So I sold, I think it was like $1,100 or something like that. And it went to authentication and they said your item was not authenticated, but they still allowed the sale to go through. I didn't ask any questions at that point, but I mean, so, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a weird scenario.
What the fuck happened to that card then?
That's what I'm saying. Well, how does it not pass authentication? Like, you know what I mean? So the only thing I could think of is maybe I didn't list it, you know, really, really well. Maybe I, you know, left something out, omitted a detail.
Ended up getting it?
I got the money. Everything went through.
Yeah, but like when you sell through authentication, it's like almost like you're not even dealing with another person. It's, I don't know. It's just weird. You're like almost
I don't like
eBay. Anyway, I like it when I sell stuff usually though, because I'm like, all right, no matter what happens, I'm not catching any bullshit for this.
Amen to that.
Like a raw card. So that's like as the seller, I know it's intended to be the other way around, but as the seller, I feel protected selling a raw card.
Yeah, agree.
Going and looking at the card, like, hey, it's real, and I'm looking at the, you know, the description, making sure everything's as described. Because I just like don't want somebody like, oh, like it's off center. It's like, well, what the fuck? Like, are you talking about? Like, it was off center in the pictures too.
I've been fortunate enough to avoid a lot of that, you know, type of stuff. I just recently had my 1,000th sale on eBay. Somebody throw some confetti in the air, whatever. But yeah, I haven't had that many type of issues, fortunately. But like you said, with the high dollar stuff, if I'm selling something for more than even $100, honestly, I really don't want any issues, man. Just,
yeah,
you saw it, you bought it, I sent it to you, we're cool. So yeah, whatever. Yeah.
That's the whole friction thing. I've been thinking about what you said about the PSA 9s. I think you said Korean Tom Cruise said it. And even though they're lower in value than raw, it's like almost like whatever, that's like the tax that I'm going to pay to get no BS selling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's got a ding corner. Hey, bro, I don't know what it migrate. It's a PSA 9. Take a look at it. There's no disputing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I think in one of my first episodes, I said, like, I don't really grade and it's not part of how I collect. And over here, and I got like, I currently have like 43 cards sitting at PSA and I'm prepping another 17. It's wild. But I don't know, man. It's, I've kind of gotten into it. It's fun. I like on the PSA app, you can upload all your slabs. You have your collection, it tracks the values and all that kind of stuff. It's,
oh, wow.
Oh, you didn't know that? No. Bro, download the app. All you got to do is scan the little QR code. PSA not paying me, first and foremost. You scan the little QR code. It uploads the card, brings up the images and the data. You can put in when you acquired it, how you acquired it, how much you acquired it for. It'll track the value over time. The valuations on there are total shit for the record. But, you know, it's still a fun tool. They're way off. They're way off.
Dude, so, like, here's the thing. Like, I know PSA is kicking ass for so many reasons, but, like, I think the thing that PSA gets and the other companies don't is what is Beckett or SGC's technology play? Like, if this was just a technology battle, like, PSA is just, quite frankly, kicking their asses. Like, do those other guys even have apps?
Nah, not to my knowledge, nah.
And I know tons of people love, like, the PSA site registries. Not my thing, but, like, I can totally see how it's cool. If you're trying to get some PSA grades early, go and go on a YouTube deep dive. There's a hack with the set registry that I did once and could never do again. But if you find the video, I know it's like somewhere buried on the internet. And every time I bring up something like this, somebody tells me and sends me a link in the Discord. It's like our dudes in the Discord fucking know.
No, man. It's like that guy on the Joe Rogan show. We got like eight of them.
I know. So somebody there's like a hack. You put like cards that are in your submissions. Once it goes through grading, or I forget one of the stages, but it hasn't popped through QA2. There is some stage where if you like add it to a, or like add, like, let's say you're doing a J-Rod card and it's in like the J-Rod set registry. It's like, if you can like add the set registry and then try to enter your cert number at a certain time, it like works and it shows you how many points you get for it, which tells you what your grade was.
Interesting.
I think it was like and it's actually not like super intuitive. It was like a PSA 10 gets you 11 points and like a PSA 9 gets you like 10 points.
So like, for maniacs like me, they can't wait until their grades just pop, actually, let alone until the shipment arrives from PSA, you crazy bastards. The information is available. Go get it. I don't like surprises, but that's awesome.
No, it's exactly like that. It's like in those days, like where instead of hitting fucking refresh and seeing that dreaded QA2 screen, man, I don't know. I haven't done a PSA sub in like 6 months, so this is it's gonna be weird.
I got a bunch of card savers that SSK sent me from our last sub, so I'm gonna prep this one up with Philly, and yeah, man, I'm gonna send in some big ones. I'm gonna get upcharged like a motherfucker, but I'm cool with it.
Hey, if you get upcharged, that's generally a good thing. It means your cards are great and well, or you just have absolute fucking bangers. I don't have a ton of those in there, but I think it's like I said, it's probably the remainder of my good cards that are raw, like that you would want to grade. They're, $20, $30, $40 cards raw. So I don't know.
Should be happiest fun. Day of my life is when I got the email from PSA to charge me like $600 to grade that Jackson Churio. Yes, I'm bringing it up every episode. That Jackson Churio orange auto. I was like, well, shit, man. I mean, you got to pay it now. You know what I mean? So it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling. And at that point, you don't know you got a 10, but it's like, well, it's got to be a 10, right? It was good news. It was good news.
Oh, man. So, like, what's your move the rest of the year? Like, we're kind of like, I mean, shit's going to sneak up. We're going to be like, and for all you guys that are football fans too, like, we're like, what, 4 or 5 weeks away from the NFL? Like, we're about to be September, October. Mm-hmm. Pretty damn soon, all the major sets will have been out, and we're going to be in the off season. So, like, what are you doing the rest of the way?
So, I'm going to probably continue to try to find sneaky deals on Junior Caminero, Samuel Zavala, a lot of the guys, my prospect type guys. I'm also going to wait for Jordan Walker auto prices to drop. Need some nice colorful Jordan Walker rookie chrome auto in my life. So same with Nolan Gorman. Other than that, man, I search Yadier Molina newly listed multiple times a day. So I'm always looking for just that rare piece, and I'm just kind of upgrading my collection. So I'm focusing on sales and steals is kind of my move. And then Bowman Chrome's coming out soon. So it should be a busy fall.
That'll be a good one. I'm looking forward to that one, actually. Now that I'm a Bowman guy. Mm-hmm. But I think I might rip the, I think it's one of the 580 or the Montgomery Club pre-orders, but I think Bowman Chrome Sapphire's I think I'm ripping that bad boy.
I think with all those
rookies, and like the prospect play too. Fuck.
Can you only get one box, or are you allowed to get multiple?
I don't know. I'm going to get as many as I can, but I think it's only one per household now because people like abused it before. I don't know. I think that's what it was for the Star Wars one that I did early. So I don't know, but maybe I can get one for like the Montgomery Club pre-order, and then who knows what they'll do with that one for the main release, like Dutch Oven again.
Yep, that's exactly what they're going to do. They already set the precedent there.
Yeah, so I wonder if they just, like, whatever the floor is, maybe that's the pre-order price for your Montgomery Club people. I don't know. We'll see. That'll kind of tell me if this is worth it. So far, actually, I think it is. But, you know, again, that big Star Wars pull out of five, like, it was a sick pull, man. Like, it's, and I'm just, like, in my head, I'm equating that to Bowman Chrome, Bowman Chrome Sapphire. So, like, pulling it out of five Han Solo and C-3PO card, damn, like, that's got to be, like, fucking pulling, like, a Gunnar Henderson out of five. Or something like that, some big prospect. So I'm like, fuck, please have that luck carry over. Like, that's, I never get shit like that. Like, that was the lowest number card I ever pulled, so super fucking awesome.
I've never ripped a box of Sapphire, so yeah, I don't know.
Dude, it was awesome. It was awesome. Amazing experience. You know, after it sat on my fucking shelf for 2 weeks, I tried to sell it to all the Star Wars guys in the Discord. None of them, no takers. And I was like, you know, it would be stupid for me to rip this. So I'm not going to rip it. I'm going to sell it and buy something else. And yeah, one night I was literally like fucked up and bored. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. What the hell? Let's see what's in this Star Wars box. And I was like, holy shit. Like,
I bet that five covers the cost of the box, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think raw would have been right about, so one of them actually already sold.
Nice.
And one of the out of fives of the same like exact card.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it sold for like $275. So okay. And the box was $200. Okay. But mine's beautiful, man. It's PSA. Now, it's not going to, like, inflate it the same way it would if it was a baseball card, I don't think. But does it double the value? I think probably at least.
And so. It's going to look nice in that PSA slab with that red on it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm just thinking about what boxes I'm going to rip the rest of the way. So, Bowman Chrome Sapphire, I think Chrome Sapphire. Everything else, you know, there's, like, some... So Star Wars Galaxy, and then I'll stop talking about Star Wars. I want to rip that, and there was like a pre-order last week, and like the link bombed out. Like they, like Topps tweeted it to everybody. We're like, oh, go pre-order.
Oh, yeah, I heard about Galaxy. That.
And that's an awesome product. So I'm sitting there trying to like fucking refresh. I'm like, where the fuck are these cards? And then all of a sudden the page just refreshes too. There's just basically like, just kidding. There's no pre-order. And it's never nice. Popped back up. And there was another Star Wars release afterwards. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Talk about the bait and switch.
I was like, are you... And again, it feels like being like a Star Wars collector. It's like you're their guinea pigs. It's almost like they did it on purpose to see how baseball fans would react when they fuck up later. It's like your mock war or something. It's like,
oh, we're yeah, just pissed. Yeah, I see where you're going.
It don't matter. I don't know.
Oh, so, yeah.
Aside from that, yeah, just probably focusing on Manny and some Manny cards. I think he's doing big things. He's kind of having a down year, but even his down years at this point, he's just incredible. I think he's going to be on the list of like the no doubt Hall of Famers. When it's all said and done, I think he can make a run at like 3,000 hits, 500 homers. So, dude's legit. He doesn't get a lot of credit. I just lost an auction on a gold Manny tonight. And those, I'm talking like the gold parallel, paper parallel out of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I lost out on a PSA 10. Oh, it was beautiful. There's only like 100 of them. So focus on stuff like that. And the Clemente rookie, man, the Clemente rookie is going to happen.
Is it in sight?
It's not quite in sight. So to the listeners, I set a weight loss goal. I try to lose 40 pounds and get myself a Roberto Clemente rookie card. So over halfway there, And it powers me through every fucking workout and healthy meal. Had salmon and vegetables today. It was just wonderful.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah. So, but it's for the Clemente card, you know? It's going to be legit. So that's what I'm doing. And then I think Mookie, too. I know he's a Dodger, but fucking Mookie's incredible. And I think he's no doubt Hall of Famer now, but I think, you know, he's going to keep playing. So I don't know. What's he got? Probably 8 years left on a contract that's paying him hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah. Maybe not quite that many. So yeah, I think he's the other guy that I'll try to focus on getting a cool Mookie card. I really like the look of the golds. Like, for some reason, I just like gotten in my head, like these paper gold parallels being the go-to for some of these guys. But for Mookie, it's like kind of unattainable in a way. It's like they're like a grand for a PSA 10. It's nuts. So Mookie's pricing is really, really hot right now. I mean, if not for Acuna, Mookie's probably the MVP of the NL. So
I would agree. Yeah,
but Acuna, holy shit, he's fucking unreal.
Yeah, man, that kid is a monster. He's crazy. That 2018 class, huh? Oh my goodness.
Holy shit. Yeah. Him, Soto, Shohei. Like, damn. Not the top three collectible guys in baseball, but I don't know. I mean,
three of the top 10.
Yeah. I mean, and you probably even got like two of the top three or four. I don't know. I think you'd be hard pressed to find two or three guys more collectible than Acuna right now. So.
Nah, he's up there with Otani and Trout. You know what I mean? And I think you're starting to kind of see the market correct, if you will, with Trout, where, you know, some of these injuries and some of these down years are kind of starting to pile up. And people always projected him on what they think he's going to end up being. But, you know, we're kind of starting to see what he's going to end up to be.
Yeah. Which there ain't nothing wrong with it. Still, you know, I wonder, it'd be cool if he got to 100 WAR. I know he's at 88. That seems like a slam dunk, or maybe it was at like 85. That seems like it should be a slam dunk, but it's like, damn, I don't know. The injuries, man. Like, what's he at this year? I'm curious. Before I start trashing Trout, you know, since is he well respected in the hobby? Do you think guys like Mike Trout?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that there's another player aside from Otani that you pull their auto and you know for no matter what, it's a banger. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. His WAR is only 3 this year. So I don't know if he's going to add to that very much.
I know, okay, so with that, I mean, his WAR is 3, but I mean, how many games has he actually even played, right? I mean.
Yeah, 81, so half the year.
So that's, you know, he's that's
the problem. He's still 6 WAR, 8 WAR superstar. It's just you got to play.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think they're going to do? That team is, I mean, would they just lose their 6th in a row?
They absolutely should have sold. They absolutely should have sold. They should have traded Otani, and they should have got their King's ransom in return, because now they're going to get nothing. And I think Otani wants to win, and I think he knows he's not going to do that there. I'm just going to end up repeating myself. They should have sold him, man. They should have sold him. They should have sold him when they could, and they went out and they got a bunch of mediocre guys instead. Is Randall Grichuk inspiring anything in a locker? Randall Grichuk. Come on, man. I mean, they didn't do anything at all except for trade whatever remaining prospects they had left. So now they're going to be worse off than they were before.
Randall Grichuk, though, is like the perfect example of something like this so confusing to me about baseball. So I want you to guess without looking up, because you're going to be shocked. What do you think Randall Grichuk's OPS was before the trade?
Well, he was playing in Colorado, so what, 850?
All right. So you're smart. I think it was even higher than that, but I forgot the Colorado thing. I was just like, when I heard
Grichuk was a Cardinal for a long time, brother. I remember those 37% K rates.
hey, bro, he's only at, no, I don't know. But I forget exactly what the OPS was before he got traded. I think it was like 890 or something. And I heard that on the radio. I was like, holy shit. But then I'm like, that's the type of guy that you're going to trade to another team. And he's going to have like a 680 OPS and provide absolutely next to nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just like those guys catch lightning in a bottle. Sometimes these vets that have had really good careers and then they just have this like one little spike and the Angels are like, oh yeah, this guy's going to get us over the top. Probably the same guy that, you know, had he been readily available this past offseason, they'd have been like, nah, we're good. Yep. We don't need you.
100% for league minimum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, Randall Grischuk, he's like up there. I'm thinking back to the old like Cardinals teams. They would always have these fucking dudes that would beat you, like Randall Grischuk,
John Jay, Daniel Descalzo, and just a bunch of grinder type guys. And we had that nasty pin with Jason Maude and Mitchell Boggs, and just guys that just where the fuck did they find these guys? And they're throwing 98.
And then, like, Pete Cosmo would come in, and I'm like, now I feel like I have a chance. This guy's the guy that can lose the game.
Infield fly rule.
So, man, those teams.
It used to be fun to be a Cardinals fan, brother, let me tell you.
Yeah. Have you ever I've been to some Cardinals-Cubs games at Wrigley. I've never been to – do the Cardinals still play at Busch Stadium, or has it been renamed to some other beer?
So is Busch 3 now? They're in Busch 3. It's the third iteration of Busch Stadium. Oh,
awesome. Good God. Fucking stadium names. Don't get me started. I'm a Steelers fan. It's still Heinz Field. If you call it whatever the... it's Heinz Field, God damn it.
Oh, it's still the Boston Garden, bro. Don't get me started. We could go all day. I still I misname the Phoenix Suns Arena every single day of my life. So, you know, I don't even know what it's called anymore at this point. Yeah. It's America West Arena to me, bro.
It's funny how there are those like things in your life that like constantly change names. Like everybody has. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'll ask you if you have it. Everywhere I've lived has an amphitheater where all the concerts are at. And like, depending on how old you are, you call it a certain thing, but that's like nine names ago. Like it's changed back. Like if you're in Pittsburgh, like what is that amphitheater? Like clearly it's Star Lake, right? I have no idea when that name ended, but I think it was like 25 years ago. So I don't know.
Yeah, our amphitheater is in a casino, but I mean, we got the TCC downtown, you know what I'm saying? The Tucson Convention Center. And I don't know, they probably call it something else, but it's going to be the TCC till I go. So, you know, I'm stubborn in that way, I suppose.
Yeah. I don't know. Stadiums just need, I mean, I'm over here getting defensive of ketchup bottles. So maybe I'm the one with the problem. I don't know. Maybe it was clearly. Never yelled.
Clearly it's us. Clearly
the problem. I'm pretty sure that Bane invaded Heinz Field in Gotham City and not anything else. That's the only thing I
was. Heinz Ward outran him, bro. Heinz Ward outran him.
He turns around for like waiting for his boys to dance and there's just a crater where the field is. I watched that like a few weeks ago.
It's quick. Deceptively quick.
Yeah, it's a good one. Really good one. All right. What else should we talk about? Like I think we're like in the top of the 13th and I don't know how this ghost man, it's Padres versus Cardinals. And despite the awful pitching, no one can fucking score. So
yeah, they already brought Yadi into pitch and Pujols into pitch. Tyler Motter's getting warmed up and he's getting ready to come out. So Topps Chrome has been good. I saw that Yadi Frozen Factor sold for like $350, bro. So that was tough, but Topps Chrome has been good. The boxes are either great or brutal, but there's a lot of good rookies, so a lot of good color autos. So I'll be ripping some more Topps Chrome when I can get my hands on it. Other than that, man, yeah, just, you know, doing a little selling, doing a little stealing when I can, and getting ready to record another episode of Tool Time with my man Philly on Saturday. That's been a lot of fun. He's always got some nice little sketch ideas in the beginning. I'm sure you've noticed. That's always a good time.
Dude, it's awesome to hear. It makes me, I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I need to come up with something. I'm just turning into like the lame old guy now. I don't know.
I just want to make it really clear that, you know, everything we do on Tool Time, my man Philly's the director, the producer, the writer. I just show up and talk. My man emails me a script and we talk about it. So, you know, Philly's driving the bus over there. He's a beast and he does a lot of hard work. I like this, man. We show up and chat. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? This is what we've been doing.
He's young and hungry, man. He's yes. new to this game. Like, I've been in the game, yo. Sometimes I just, you know, I'm like, so guys, I like texted TJ. I'm like, I feel like a sense of obligation, but I'm tired as hell. So if you tell me you can't do it tonight, I will happily just pass out. And then we get on to this video call where we record, and I'm just like, basically after like 10 seconds, I'm like, yeah, you want to just get into it? Cause I don't got an agenda. We're just like, let's just see how it goes, man. Like this isn't rehearsed at all. There's like, I don't even know what the opposite of rehearsed and prepared is, but whatever the exact polar opposite is right now.
Yeah. It's a good time though, man. It's perfect because I think that, you know what I mean? This is what people really want. You know what I mean? They just kind of want to talk about the hobby, and that's just kind of what we do. You know, you and I kind of move in two similar but different kind of lanes within the hobby. So it's cool to just kind of, you know, come back after 2 weeks because, you know, we chat a little bit throughout the week, but it's not like we're hammering out details and show notes right. and all that other kind of stuff. Most of the time we just kind of show up and you know, and talk about it. So that's my favorite part about it, man. It's always a good time.
Yeah. We'll be back to like being real fucking prepared in like February, March of 24, you know, when the new season's coming around, we'll get prepared again. Sound good?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Preparation's not really my thing anyway.
How do those chrome cards look? So I haven't seen or touched one of these new guys in person. I've seen the videos and the pictures and they look actually like, you know, they look like they want me to revive them.
Okay, so centering, not horrific. It's nowhere near as bad as Chrome Update was, man. I mean, that was horrible.
So it was cut by a fucking 6-year-old. Like,
yeah, it's horrific. I'm seeing some 70-30s out there, you know what I'm saying, in terms of centering. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of 60-40, 50-50, a lot of pretty clean center cards. I really like the base Chrome Autos because they put the white border all the way around, which I thought I would hate, but as a nice touch, they've got, so like for the Cardinals, for example, there's a little red pinstripe around the interior, or the Mets or the Orioles, there's a little orange pinstripe. So it really sets off the card really nice. I like that. The color parallels look really clean. You know what I mean? There's a little pink and just, I don't know, man, yeah. Something about, I mean, come on, man, Chrome, Topps Chrome, parallels, color, what more do you want? The numbering, they moved it to the front, which I kind of like. The inserts pop. The inserts look really good. The refractors look really good. I haven't seen anything. There's no scandal, I guess, bro, with the exception of, you know, the taco fractors. There really isn't like anything, you know, horrific. There's no omitted players, autos, anything like that. I'm seeing people hit, you know, everything that's supposed to be hit. I've broke a lot. I've been in a few breaks. It's a pretty clean set, man. I give it a neutral review.
It's like all of my hate for it in the last episode, I think what that was directed at was really like 2022 Topps Chrome and Chrome Update because they were so fucking bad. But yeah, the cards do look beautiful this year. So I ordered one. It's nothing crazy. I ordered the Soto just like base refractor of the image variation.
Nice.
It's basically the only short print or SSP card of a Padre. So I figured, I'd like to take a look at the set this year. So I'll buy that and see if that sets anything off. I was thinking about doing like a gold out of 50, buying all of the Padres. There's only like 6 of them. So, and it's all guys that I like. So, but then I saw some of the prices. I'm like, I don't want to spend like two. I don't want to, even if it's only $200 or $300, I don't know I want to spend that much more. Like,
nah, I would give that about a month, man. It's still hyped right now. It's still hyped. And there's probably still, you'll get some like mega box or some iteration like that is going to come out. There's going to be, you know, another wave of retail. I would just, yeah, let all that settle out a little bit. Because there's no big rookies you're looking for or anything like that. You know what I mean? So there's really nothing to rush. Maybe Tatis, that might be one that you might want to grab when you see it. But other than that, I don't really see anything you're going to have a problem getting in 2-3 months.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a Tatis on auction tonight. I don't really even – I wonder what it ended at. Let's see if I – because I didn't end up bidding. Yeah, like it ended at 107. Like I'm not paying 107 bucks for a Tatis like 50 or out of 50. Like not happening. So
I got a big auction ending in 2 days and 23 hours.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say 2 minutes and 23 seconds. I was going to say let's just roll the tape.
True degenerate style. Just tell me. All right, so Bobby is at 197. What do I do? Nah, I don't snipe, man. I sit my bid high early and let it ride.
Until you don't see red anymore. You got to win.
I've done that.
Red is bad.
That's how I got that 2016 SSP. Me and this son of a bitch are going down to it, and I was like, fuck it. I put 650 in there. Bam. I got it for like $430. I hope my wife is not listening to me right now. It was wild. But yeah, man, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Fuck yeah, man. There's one card that I really wanted to do that with this year. I used to do it all the time. It's just like, I want to win. And then I realized all these things do come to auction again. Well, maybe not that one, though, that you're talking. But there was one card I was doing that with this year, and didn't happen. I wish I could go back. That Manny Black auto with the blue ink, or with the silver ink. Oh my god!
When you know, you know, and you've been doing this long enough to know when you see something like that, you know I'm not gonna see this again, bro. Yeah. It's just not gonna happen again. And you know, sometimes, like I say, you got to do that. 2016. I haven't seen another one pop up.
Yeah,
since I bought it, there's not one available. So and now I'm gonna send it to PSA.
Yeah, there's a few that I have like that, like the Tatis mask up from 21 Gypsy Queen with him like wearing the COVID mask and everything. It's like that card just never shows up, and it's like you're gonna, when you buy a card like that, you're gonna be semi unhappy about what you paid no matter what. It's like there's no bargain. Like, you're not going to bargain on this card.
Nope. Seller's market.
Hell yeah. It always will be. So if you ever change your mind, I guess that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you pick, like, I don't know, Austin Martin was your guy back in 2021.
Yeah, Jesus.
Is he in the major leagues? Is he ever going to be?
I couldn't tell you. Last I heard, I think he had got traded, and then he was doing well again, and then not so much. I didn't have anything of his worth getting excited about. So, you know, in my mind, once I've sold all your first Bowmans, it really out of sight, out of mind.
The same way you bring up the Chorio card is why I always bring up Austin Martin.
Hey, man, it's a lifetime hit, bro.
Hell yeah. So he is, oh my God, he's fucking awful. It's really unclear what's going on, because it looks like he's even played some games down in single A.
This year?
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Only like 5 games. Maybe it was rehab. But in triple A, he's 24, and he's hitting .232 with a .347 on base percentage, .320 slugging, and 1 home run. For a guy that it wasn't good enough defensively to be a shortstop or a center fielder.
That sounds like a
run.
It doesn't sound good. Dude, you should throw him in the mailbag for tool time. See what Philly has to say about it.
Philly's going to say that his maximum upside is like Jose Azokar at this point. And straight up, you might want Azokar. That's my analysis. Which, what the fuck? What happened to Jose Azokar? He was such a lovable member of the Padres last year, and I don't even know if he's in the organization anymore.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Until about 38 seconds ago, I didn't know he was a thing. So.
So when you're a Padres fan, these are the types of guys that you get excited about. So Azokar had like a walk-off hit last year, like early in the season, like endeared himself to the fans a little bit. But let's see. Oh, okay. All right. At least he's in triple A right now. He has 55 plate appearances in the majors. So I guess he just sucks. But he still has four more homers than Austin Martin.
See, there you go. And you, how much you sell that Austin Martin for?
About $1,500. That's a redemption. That's a redemption.
Hey, my man, if you listening to this and you bought that Austin Martin for $1,500, there's help available. Okay, just reach out to a loved one. It's going to be all right. Who the hell spends $1,500 on Austin Martin? I don't even spend $1,500 on Yadi Molina.
You're kind of asking for it, aren't you? Kind of asking
for it. Yeah. It's, wow.
I know. I'm being a jerk, aren't I?
Hey,
because when Caminero sucks, this is what everybody's going to be saying about us.
It's true, but at the end of the day, I'll be out like maybe $500 or $600 tops. $1,500.
Oh my god! Well, Caminero hit two homers on Sunday night, so
small tie homer. And Churio's going nuts as well. My two big Bowman bets. I'm pumped up about that.
Boys, yeah, Caminero I think's good. I don't think he's, I was like worried about sending those cards to PSA because I was like, oh, what if he gets called up? I don't think he's good, but I don't think he's ready. I think
he'll be up next year though, so be ready. And I just sent everything I had of his that was significant, and I'm getting ready. I picked up a couple more in between then and now, so I'm getting ready to send everything else off too. So nice.
May 20th, you know, he debuts like after a hot first month, like straight from double A again, maybe.
It's going to be a good year next year.
So, yeah, we'll see. It'll be fun. All right, those Chrome cards look good, man. I was tempted, but I'm not going to do it. There's too much coming. We're in like rapid fire of release time now. Seems like there's something every day.
Mm-hmm.
Although Allen and Ginter, we talked about being like right around the corner the last episode, and they got delayed. So,
oh darn!
I mean, they would be like really well off to get all their sets out during fucking baseball season,
or at least during the season in which, you know what I'm saying. Isn't that Topps Chrome Platinum Anniversary? That's getting ready to come out, but for 2022. So you know, get in early on your J-Rod and your Wander RCs, your Bobby Witt Juniors. You remember all those guys?
I know. Isn't it funny? Like Torque, all of them. It's nuts. It's like these guys like become irrelevant after a year. It's just so weird.
Remember Jeremy Pena?
Oh my god! Hey, I the first episode ever. I warned people about Jeremy Pena. He's a great player, but like he's not gonna hold the hobby interest long term. Like maybe if something changes in his career, like maybe, and he does whatever that is for like six more years, but like, what are the chances? You know, not the, you know, I wouldn't complain about having Jeremy Pena on my team. But yeah, I don't know, man. All right. I think that's all I got. I think I'm done.
Bobby emptied the tank on this one, folks.
I left it all on the court. I just, you know, I just slid into home plate. There was a lot of controversy. The catcher tried to block the plate.
I think I see the manager tapping his elbow and yep, he's gonna go to the pin. He's gonna bring in a position player to close this one out. Bobby's gonna exit the field to a standing ovation. He tips his cap to the crowd. They continue to applaud and continue. Hey, Bobby, appreciate you doing this one, my man. Running on fumes. That's what's up. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Shout out to the Discord. Shout out to everybody over there at the Reddit Baseball Cards subreddit. And, yeah, man, check us out. Like and subscribe and all that other crap.
Yeah, we'll see if there's any music or if this one just gets dropped completely.
A cappella.
right into the cloud. It's definitely... They'll think we're doing a Philly cold open. Well, sorry, if you haven't heard the music by now, it ain't coming. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell y'all. Doing my best. All right. Peace out, guys. All right.